Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Praise the Lord. And he said, when you come before people, and you come before deities, he said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll bring back to your remembrance the thing that you need to know. I'm going to take this choker off. Is that all right? I want you to know that Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Let's say Almighty God. How many here would like to know God? Know his power. Do you really want to know about him? Can you say amen? Amen? I want somebody to get me a stand here and a stand here. Because in this, I'm going to use an illustration later on, maybe right now. But I've studied, I've prayed, I've sought the face of God. A microphone stand, pull it up. And someone's got a coat and another coat over this side over here. Because I come to you today, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I come to you today looking for the Shekinah glory, the river of glory. I come here today to see just how powerful our God really is. I can't tell you. I can talk to you a little bit about the power of God. And I believe there's been men, you may be seated if you like, and we'll pray in a few minutes. I believe that there's men and women that's questioned just how powerful, or who are you, God? I remember Moses in Exodus 33, and the Lord said, I know you, Moses. I know you, Moses. Any of you, has God ever said, I know you? Anybody here, let's really be honest. Has the Lord ever said, I know you? Have you ever heard him say, I know you, Mary, John, Joe, Charles, I know you? We see God cannot be put in a box. Now, we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but God manifests in the flesh, justifying the spirits, preaching to the Gentiles, believing in the world. But, hey, God in the beginning. Let's just go to the Word. And I'll get to the Word more in a few minutes. But God in the beginning, now should I say, and I want you to go to Deuteronomy, that's right, Deuteronomy about the fourth chapter and the ninth verse, and we'll start there. The power. We don't realize that God is so omnipotent, omniscient, almighty. He's so powerful. We think authority and we think power or something, but just wait, hey, you can pray and pray with faith and get a miracle if you have faith in God. But the thing is this, when you have got God to step in, you understand, and you pray in the office of that deity or that power of authority. And I've looked today in the dreams and the visions and stuff that God has shown me in times gone by. There's a terror. When you think about the atomic bomb, that's just little. When you think about they say there's a big asteroid coming towards us. But don't you think God really knows this? Now just step back. Let's step back. Here is the beginning. Here is the ending. But back here is God. He said in the beginning was the Word. Word with God. Word was God. But God is eternity. He's not everlasting. He is, but that's the time. So if we go to St. John 3:15, we'll look at this. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life or eternity, they say. So they're getting these two words combined together. And what it's doing, you may not see this, you may think I've lost my mind. They're mixing up, should I say, God with humanity. God forgives. God gives between this span, everlasting to everlasting, but God is eternity. And you got a child here before you've had that child. God knew about that child. Before you've had the sickness, God knew about that sickness. Before you ever prayed the prayer of faith, God knew about that prayer of faith. Before everything was created, God knew about that. So right now he knows that you're sitting here. I'm not saying that that doesn't matter. I'm just saying we need to know who God is because God knows who we are. Am I making it plain or am I just going way out there that you don't understand it? God knows about you, sister. He knows about you, mister. But do we know about him? Oh, boy, this is going to be good. I can tell now that you're really getting into this. God knows about you. I'm going to point a finger. He knows about you, and he knows about you. He knows all the things there are to know about you. But as Moses said in Exodus, Lord, you know about me, but I want to know about you. I believe the prayer of the church today is we need to know him in a more, should I say, eternity, everlasting, supernatural power. Am I getting too loud? Am I going over your head? Am I going below you? Are you understanding? We need to, if he knows about me, I want to know about him. There's something that's inside of me like God. A little like God, just a little bit, that says, God, I want to know you in the fellowship. Come on, talk to me. I want to know you in the fellowship of who you are. I want to know you in the power of who you are. I want to know you in the saving grace of who you are. I want to know about the beginning. I want to know about the ending. But Lord, I need to know right where I am because your eternity, your almighty God, hallelujah, this world's going to pass away and all the things in it. So we need to know where we are, where we're going, saying, Lord, I know that I'm saved. I'm ready to meet you. Lord, I know you're going to heal my body. I don't know how, but your word said if there's two or three gathered in your name and they pray in your name, and they believe, hallelujah, touching this one thing, it shall be done in heaven and in earth. So you got the beginning. You got the ending of time. The Bible said in Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, we go over to, Revelation 21, and we go into Revelation, the last chapter. It starts and said there was an end. There was the end. Then he said, I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth, and all things became anew. Come on, says, okay, all things became anew. I want to know you, God, in where you are. Hold it just a second. Now, I've never been only where I've been in the spirit. I remember the times that God has taken me out and God has talked to me in the spirit. I remember about the throne room just a little bit. I really don't want to go back. There are so many celestial beings. There's so much power of God. There's so many colors. There's so much in God, hallelujah, that you see him sitting on the throne. So you can't take the Shekinah glory of God. You say, I want to see your glory, God. Do you really want to see his glory? Do you really want? Hallelujah. And Moses said, this is what God said to Moses in Genesis 1, 3, 33. He said, you can't see me. He said, if you see me, I hope it's in that scripture, Genesis. He said, if you see me, he said, I'm going to put a cleft in a rock. I'm going to put the rock here, and I'm going to hide you, Moses, in the rock. Now, that's back in the Old Testament. I'm going to hide you. See, I want to see God. Do you really want to see God? They want to see God in Jesus Christ, but they could not behold his glory. Say the river of glory. You cannot behold the glory of God. That's why when they walked with Jesus, they did not know who he was. After the crucifixion, they said, did not our heart burn within us? They did not know who it was. He has shielded himself. He's put a shield. He's put a human body, a glorified body, that really you can't look upon it only when the Lord does it. But Moses in the Old Testament, I want to see him. I want to make sure, hey, come on, get your mind off everything else. Get your mind on the Lord. You're just listening. That's good. But the thing is this, you dream dreams. How does God talk to you? In parables and dreams. People said, I don't believe in dreams. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, he said in the last days, your old men are going to dream dreams, your young men are going to see visions. In that day, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to work miracles among us, but we so frazzling, hallelujah, carnal, till we will not get in the spirit and seek after the face of God, because it takes everything we got, because we're immortal human beings with flesh and blood, and it cannot behold the glory of God. But I say this, in a parable of a dream and of a vision, God will take you out and let you see things that cannot be uttered. You remember that you cannot really see in your flesh. So many times we need to learn the parables of the Lord in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit in Revelation. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I saw New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. Have you ever seen a city so-called coming down out of the heaven in the flesh? The other night we had a Transformers in the storm just blow all to pieces, lights blue and red and pink and all kind of color. And we had lights flashing. And that was enough to get my son and all the rest around in our little place. Call me, said, what's going on? Is that a flying saucer? Because we've never seen that kind of stuff. We've never been at war in America where we could see the bombs. I don't want to do that. But you could look out at Nashton Shed, where his cars and stuff, and the heavens was lit up with blue, with pink, and it was white, and it just... And Brian said, don't you see that flying saucer, that unidentified flying object landing behind? I mean, really, it would cause you in the flesh to think that somebody's invading your own property. But when you come to church, how many's dreamed a dream? How many's had a vision? How many's got lost in the spirit? And the Bible said it was caught up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Caught up. We need to get to the plow, boy. I hope I'm not too deep or too shallow for you on this. We need to get caught up in prayer that we speak in an unknown language of the of living God that you don't even understand yourself. But you begin to speak to God, and God speaks to you things that you don't even understand in the book of Corinthians. That's just one book. That you need to speak in a heavenly language, things that you don't even know what you need to pray for. Like people that are sick. People can't all get over this. Well, you pray in the spirit, and God will give you an answer. Hallelujah. That's what prayer and fasting is about. You got a fat body. You got a skinny body. You got a body from between here and there. And then when you begin to fast, I looked at Brother Reed. I said, Brother Reed, you've lost a lot of weight, great deal of weight. It's because he don't eat that much anymore. He's pushed it back. He's had to change clothes from the bigger size to the other size. When the church begins to get spiritual, you're going to see a change in the material and the physical and the visions that we have as we come into the house of God. It may be a little hard, but I'm telling you the truth. This is worth it. I desire to know who you are, Jesus. I desire to know who you are, God Almighty. I want to know who you are. You know who I am. Now, I'm to the place I want to know who you are. I want to know who you are. Now, there was three questions. He said, well, ask me some. He said, I'm going to tell you who I am, and he did. Then Moses said, I want to ask you some questions. In Exodus 33, three things I want to know about you, God. This is what Moses, some of it seemed like some of the dumbest, but it wasn't dumb, it was smart. That I can know the way you are, and you like what you like of me. I just want to know. I want to know you like you know me. Hey, this is what most people know. This is good. This is the logos. But to get into the rhema, I want to know you like you are. If you don't read this and study this, you'll never get into I want to know you. Because when there's dreams and visions and there's parables given, you'll begin to put them together and God will lead you to put them together. When you get in the Spirit, when you get in the Holy Ghost, when you walk in the Holy Ghost, when you take, we testify to everybody in this city, but unless you got the Spirit of God in you, it won't draw anybody much to God, only give my empty testimony. I hope I said that right, not wrong. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It is anointing me to preach the gospel. So, ladies and gentlemen, unless the anointing comes during the song service, if it does, it comes in the testimony service, it comes in the prayer service, there needs to be a transformation. There needs to be a transferring of power to people to give them power when they go back to the hospital, when they go to the streets, go to people that are needing God. Some of you can see auras over people. You can see things over people. But you need enough power to know what you're seeing until you get into the Word. You're more into, I need help. I need help. Well, if we need help, we need to know Him. Hallelujah. The river of glory. There's very few men that really have stood before God and really give a testimony of who God is. Now, what we're facing today, what are we facing today? We're facing the biggest obstacles we've ever faced in the whole world again. We're facing things that we didn't think we'd face. We're facing Matthew 24, Luke 21, 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. We're facing things in the last days. We're facing parables. We're facing, should I say, revelations. We're facing maybe the coming of the Lord. We're facing battles. We're facing, hey, did you know that God is so powerful that He has got so much power and so much, should I say, authority that He can just speak the word to America? Do you think it's God's accident? No, it's God's on purpose. Every president we've had is come and things has happened. The COVID come, the COVID happened, the people lived, some died. The war came, World War I, World War II, World War III, Korean, Vietnam, and then over Afghanistan, and they lived and they died. But do not you think God has not got a purpose? This may not be sounding good to you, but remember, God has got your marriage in His hands. If there's ever a time that we need an answer from God, not just for marriage, we need an answer from God for the supernatural power of God to work from the beginning to the ending. Now, we started out good. We started out good on the day of Pentecost, and suddenly the whole way preached just till our heads falls off. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Like it's a rushing mighty wind, and oh, hallelujah. Nothing wrong with it, but we need to keep that suddenly completely in our life. And then there's men of God that's come along in a dispensation that prayed for the sick, and they were healed. And there were all kinds of signs, wonders, and miracles, but it seems like right now we're going to a place, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know your power. I want to know your authority. I want to know your name. I want to know what you're doing. I need to know you more every day. This is not a shouting message. This is a message that we need to know Him through prayer. We need to know Him through who are you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to get hungry. I want to study your word. I want you to study me, but I want to study you. How do you pray for somebody? This is where we've been missing it, ladies and gentlemen. The reason some people, I'm going to give you some things that I'm going to throw out here that you're going to think I'm crazy. Some of you have jumped in. Paul said, I went to the third heaven. Have you ever heard of anybody going to the second heaven? Have you ever heard anybody going to the second heaven? No. Because the second heaven is where the demons are. When you find people wanting to rebuke the second heaven, you better have some power and authority behind you. You better really know who you are in Christ Jesus. We are given dominion over this atmosphere. But when you jump over to the second dimension, you don't ever hear the second dimension mentioned in the Word of God, but the third dimension. So I'd assume if there be a third dimension, there's going to be a second dimension. If there's a second dimension, there's going to be a first dimension. Think on it. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said, called out a new season, knocked down on Acts 16, the road to Damascus, said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "It's Jesus. Why persecutest thou me?" He was given a walk, but after a while, when he really wanted more of God and he wanted to know who God was, God revealed himself to him and his power and his authority. We need to get these things and just quit jumping in on things, praise God, that we ain't got the authority over only in the name of Jesus. The devils have to go in the name of Christ Jesus. But you better have some power and you better have some operation backing you up. Many times I've wondered how we ever got out of the second. People say, "I'm going to take on the city of Meridian and the principalities and power." You can, but ladies and gentlemen, you might, if you're not ready for it, and you're not, I'm telling you, you can have Holy Ghost speaking tongues shout all over the church, but you better stay filled. You better know that you got the authority. You better know that the power of God is with you, and he's told you to go after it. That's why some people, women are miscarrying. And I'm going to say some more things. That's why some people have got situations in their life, because when they got the baptism of God's Spirit, they talked in heavenly language. They thought, "Well, I got it all." No, there's more authority. There's more power and authority together. We're living in a time that our God can do anything. If we need authority and we need to know the beginning from the ending, we need to know what's going to take place. Hallelujah. Really, not be afraid. This is where our flesh comes in, and our flesh tried to take over. Our flesh don't want to pray. Our flesh don't want to fast. But as you fast in prayer, your flesh and your blood can get past. As you get in the Spirit, you can go and see the glory of God. Experience the glory of God. You say, "Well, I don't believe that." Ladies and gentlemen, when you come before, the Bible said his name was called Satan. That means the nameless one. He has no name. It's not Lucifer. It's Satan. Man, God said his name's going to be called Satan. He don't have any name. I will not call him any name. I won't be associated with him. Even when he was going to the cross, right before, in other words, when he come to his ministry, it says in Luke 4, it talked about in St. John 4, I believe it was, he said that he came out of the desert fasting and prayer, Jesus. And Satan came to tempt him. Came to tempt him. Now, all power is given to him. But, ladies and gentlemen, the authority. When he took back the authority, are you listening? He said, "You should be like me." He looked, he said, "Who do men say that I am?" In Matthew 16, 16, 17, 18. Peter, "Who do men say I am?" Some said, "You're Elijah." That's good. Elijah's powerful. But he wasn't all powerful. See, God Almighty is all powerful. I'm going to show in the many words Jesus Christ established these things in 1 Colossians 1, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's why Satan fears his name. He don't care for his name. He don't care for his power. He don't care for his anointing, because he died sinless on Calvary and he brought us back like we was, hallelujah, in the beginning. Man had authority. Now, man born again has got authority again if we stay born again. I want you to go to Colossians 1, 15. We'll go to 16, 17, 18, 19. This is establishing what Jesus Christ was really given and was, but he got it back. He had a plan. from the beginning to the ending. He knew what was going to take place. When you come to get prayed for, somebody might have the faith, but the authority to keep those demons off of other people and out of your life. Read it, Sister Pierce. You got it? All right, here she goes. Who is the image of the invisible God?
The firstborn of every creature.
Here you go. What?
Who is?
And she had a son. She called his name Jesus. Now, Mary would have blown up if she had the full power of God in her life. He had to let that power go as the Son of God, as God in the flesh.
For by him were all things created.
Hold it. Now, we're going back to creation.
That are in heaven.
By him, all things.
Created.
Now, that's creation. What was he before creation? Eternity. What's blowing your mind? You say he's lost his mind. But I'm telling you something you ain't heard in a long time. We know our God. What's that purpose for? To know that he's almighty. He'll be almighty when it's all over with. He'll know you. Hey, he knows where you are. He knows where you're going to be. He knows about you. But you got to make a decision. Read on, Sister Pierce.
For by him were all things.
Hold. No. What? Not by him?
For by
almighty God. Jesus.
That are in heaven and that are in earth.
I'm getting my power back.
Visible.
I'm getting my authority back.
Invisible.
That was visible.
Invisible.
Can you see this there?
No.
Well, you can't see this there. It's here. But there's angels. There's beings. There's frequencies going through the air. Some of these drivers on, they got the CB set on 17, 19, whatever. And there's frequency. And right now, if we get in the right spirit, sometimes you'll jump and you'll shout and you'll love God because that frequency of joy has got on you. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a time that we need to love God when everything ain't shouting and rolling and hopping. It's the time that we need to love God and say, Lord, I'm taking this in because I want your power and your authority because you started this.
Whether they be thrones or what? Dominions.
Whether there be what? Whether there be thrones, false doctrines, whether there be all kind of things, there be demons, there be. Hey, do you think our God is a little bitty God? Do you? Hold it. You mean our God, Jesus Christ, the Son, but yet God. All things were created by him, but he came down, he dwelt among men, he testified. He bled. He let them kill him. He laid his life down. He shed that old blood and that flesh. And then he went right into the throne room of God.
And he is before all things. And by him all things consist.
Are you sure you're reading the right Bible?
Yes, sir.
Why don't we hear that more read? Read that again. So don't give me this here stuff that Jesus wasn't around. Don't give me this stuff that God wasn't around. God, he's all neatly. You can't figure him out. You may have, I got the revelation, but have you got the vision of his power and his might and his authority of who he really is? Man cannot carry that only through being born again and staying born again and seeing God. Hallelujah. And when they walk with God, their face lit up. Remember when Moses come up off the mount, he saw the hinder part of God. Come on, read it. Is it Revelation or say Exodus 33? When he come down on Exodus 3, he came down off the mount.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.